current trend towards more flexible end effectors and end-of-arm tooling give industrial robots a helping hand.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Robot Industry Podcast. My name is Jim Beretta, and I'm your host. And I'm really pleased to have Kostas Charlambos here from Zimmer Group. And Kostas and I go back a little ways. We've actually gone on a big trip together to Germany for a kind of a technical one. And I'll tell you a little bit about Kostas. Kostas is currently the technical sales manager at Zimmer Group US Inc., which is based in Hickory, North Carolina. He has almost 25 years experience in the automation industry, mostly working with grippers and other end-of-arm tooling during that time. Kostas, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, can you tell the listeners a little bit about Zimmer Group?
Yeah, no problem. So Zimmer Group US is a subsidiary of Zimmer Group GmbH. They're based in Rheinau, Germany. We were founded over 40 years ago, and we're one of the global industrial leaders in handling technology, particularly grippers and end effectors, linear clamping and braking products, as well as industrial damping components like shock absorbers.
And my kind of question, and thank you for coming on, what is happening in end-of-arm tools from your perspective? Are you seeing any kind of short, medium, or long-term trends?
Yeah, sure. In the short term, we're seeing small to mid-sized businesses and more accessible applications, which are beginning to emerge as robots become cheaper and easier to use. So simple-to-use grippers and end effectors, often electrically driven ones, are typical for cobots. In the mid to long term, the trend we're seeing for end-of-arm tooling is trending towards full industry 4.0 connectivity. And honestly, throughout it all, ongoing is the search for the holy grail of multi-purpose grippers or end-effector systems that have the flexibility and versatility for warehousing with the wide variety of workpiece sizes and weights.
That's really interesting. And we're recording this hopefully at the end of a pandemic. And so how's COVID-19 affected automation companies from your perspective? And are you working differently?
Oh, definitely. I mean, over the past year and a half, we've seen a paradigm shift in the way business is being done, not just in our world, but the entire globe. We've had a shift from in-person meetings, obviously, with customers and colleagues, shifting over to getting together via Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and other video conference platforms. Trade shows have obviously had to have gone virtual for a while, although that does seem to be reversing, hopefully, soon. You've also seen what I'd like to call webinar burnout, where it seems like every other day somebody was hosting a webinar, and it became really a chore to carve out the time to tune in. So as far as end-of-arm tooling trends that were affected, honestly, at the outset of the pandemic, there was a scramble to find or modify existing end effectors quickly for testing equipment or to aid in PPE, personal protection equipment, manufacturing. And then as vaccines were developed, of course, to aid in production as well as packaging of the product, we saw end effectors and end of arm tooling being developed towards that.
Yeah, it's kind of been an interesting part. We all have been very busy. I've been busy putting webinars on and podcasts, so I know I'm part of that. I'm guilty as charged.
Same.
But it is interesting to see how end-of-arm tools have kind of evolved during the pandemic and how we've been rushing to get products to market because we're trying to solve this pandemic. So end-of-arm tools in general trends, you're seeing smaller, bigger, and smarter. Did you want to expand on that a bit?
Yeah, sure. In general, we're definitely seeing a trend towards smarter end effectors. With the built-in connectivity to the cloud and capability of helping with predictive maintenance through, say, in-hand measurement of parts or the ability to have very light touch for delicate parts in one instance, but then still being able to generate enough force for heavier parts all in one end effector. So we are really seeing something towards the smarter side of end effectors. Not necessarily smaller or larger, that's always application dependent, but definitely smarter.
And what industries are keeping you busy? I always kind of assume that automotive is about 50% of what's keeping robots busy, so it should be about the same with end effectors. Is that true?
Definitely. Industries that have been keeping us busy lately have been automotive, particularly e-mobility and battery technology. Also, packaging industry, medical testing devices, as I mentioned earlier, and pharmaceutical packaging. Of course, you know, the last two have definitely spiked during the pandemic.
And so when we talk a little bit about complex end-of-arm tools, because I remember when you and I were visiting the factories, we saw a lot of complex end-of-arm tools. So is it getting complex or easy?
Well, I was talking with my colleague Russ Tyler about this just recently, and he says that end-of-arm tooling is trending towards more complex because we're trying to do more with the same tooling to take over tasks that were previously human-based. When I asked him if, say, dirtier environments would call for simpler end effectors with end-of-arm tooling that had less moving parts, his reply was, no, look at some of the custom Sandcore and Foundry end effectors that we make. They're very complex with lots of moving parts, but you just really need to understand the environment that they're operating in and design and protect the end-of-arm tooling appropriately.
So, do you think end effectors then are getting more expensive, or are we getting, because now we electrified a lot of these units, are we getting some economies of scale?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're seeing a lot of stuff filtering over to collaborative robots. Most of our newer end effectors that are coming out are electric driven. They're both smarter or simpler. We have both styles. We are seeing that in the entire industry. The trend towards electric grippers is moving at a rapid pace, whether it's a complex servo-driven gripper that is programmable force and stroke and can recognize parts and has force feedback, to very simple grippers that mimic the operation of a pneumatic gripper, but they're electrically driven and they just require a simple signal to open and close. We're seeing that throughout, and our product range in Zimmer is doing the same as well. It's expanding just like the rest of the industry is towards a more electric, and let's be honest, pneumatic pressure is inefficient to create. So the trend towards going to directly electrically driven grippers is really a big push.
Yeah, and it's an interesting part, and we've watched the robot industry grow up, right? Where in the good old days, you'd make your own grippers, but now you've got so many choices, you've got so much, interesting companies and technologies that you can deal with. It's almost hard to match who to go
with. It really is. I mean, if you don't know where to start, you know, obviously you're jumping on to, you know, to Google to take a look and see what's out there. But generally the big players are out there, you know. Hopefully Zimmer is one of the choices that you look for. You know, the collaborative robot scene has really spurred a lot of differentiation as well, as to companies that are front runners for the end effector scene. You know, it's no longer the industrial giants like Schunk and Zimmer and DESTACO. You've got competitors in there like Robotique and OnRobot and the others who make the flexible grippers. So there's a lot of differentiation out there, and it's no longer a completely new market segment, but it's an emerging market segment that really has a lot of clout nowadays.
And yes, and Zimmer was one of the first as well to come out with these electric and smart grippers. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about that is, I've been hearing a lot about a system called Match, and I wanted to have you maybe explain to the audience, what does Match mean and what's it aimed at?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you mentioned that Zimmer was one of the first. Yeah, we were one of the first companies to create a fully safety-rated gripper for cobots. And over the years, we've expanded our offerings for cobots. And Match system is basically rounding everything out now. It's an ecosystem for end-of-arm tooling, and we feel that it's also one of the best product offerings out there. It's, as I mentioned, it's an ecosystem of end-of-arm tooling. It's designed to allow the user to have flexibility to rapidly change end-of-arm tooling on their robot to suit the application at hand. Match was developed as a collaboration between Zimmer Group and the renowned vacuum technology leader Schmaltz. It centers around a unique but simple mechanical tool changer system that can be used both manually by the user or automatically by the robot. Both Zimmer Group and Schmaltz have designed end effectors around this versatile tool changer. Zimmer initially plans to have nearly 20 different varieties of grippers, from long stroke programmable to very simple open-close electric grippers to fully safety rated collaborative style grippers as well. And Schmaltz have designed end effectors around their electric vacuum pump models. They have two different electric vacuum pump models and a wide variety of vacuum cup configurations as well. So since all of the end-of-arm tools in Match system are electrically driven, we mentioned before, pneumatic systems are inefficient. Since these are electrically driven, no pneumatic supply is required, and in many cases, the wiring for all of these end-of-arm tools can be run through the robot arm instead of externally as well. Additionally, the Match products are designed, which are designed for, say, Universal Robot E-Series robots, are equipped with a handy free drive button as well, which allows you to trigger the teaching mode of the robot and move it around without needing to keep your finger pressed on the teach pendant button, so it frees up a hand to allow you to position the robot. All of the Match system end effectors are controlled via what we call our comfort apps, which is basically an applet that's installed on the robot teach controller. To date, we have support for UR E-Series, also Fanuc CRX collaborative robots, Doosan M-Series, Hanwha robots, as well as Mitsubishi Assista, and generally any robot that has an ISO 50mm mount can also accept the Match system on it. All of the Match system end effectors are basically robot agnostic, meaning that it doesn't matter to them what robot is attached, as long as you have a male or a master side on your robot, you can basically move a Match system gripper tool changer combo from, let's say, a UR and walk over to your Fanuc CRX that already has a Match system master side on it and connect it and be up and running in minutes. Another particularly interesting use case for Match is when you combine it with an AGV, an autonomous robotic vehicle. So if you combine it with a Match with an AGV and a Match equipped cobot, you basically now have an autonomous robot that can automatically pull up to a station, recognize the task and workpiece, and then outfit itself with the correct Match end-of-arm tool for the job from a tool rack that it carries around. It's basically the ultimate in flexibility.
And that's very exciting to hear that two big companies like Schmaltz and Zimmer get together and actually push the industry ahead because they're kind of, you're not exact competitors, but it's kind of this co-opetition model, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's we compete sometimes as far as end of arm tooling. They really don't have grippers, and we have a very small offering as far as vacuum cups. But they knew where to go as far as tool changing technology to basically create this collaboration. So what we intend for Match is to build it out to maybe other manufacturers of end-of-arm tooling, maybe somebody who's got a more unconventional gripper that doesn't have a tool changer on it. We can offer a Match system compatible tool changer so that they can basically couple quickly and easily to any Match equipped robot. So it's think of it as the Apple App Store ecosystem, and we're trying to create a basically a I want to say it's not really a walled garden right now, but it's a new brand that we're really hoping sticks, and the customer recognizes the flexibility, the future flexibility, not necessarily a customer who only has one application right now, but a customer who foresees the future of expanding to multiple applications and something that they'll need more end-of-arm tooling, different end-of-arm tooling in the future.
Thank you, Carlos. So do you feel kind of the future of end effectors, are they just going to get even smarter than they are now?
Definitely. I mean, we're really driving towards a time where we have end effectors that are flexible enough to handle mass production of single part piece runs. In other words, a different end-of-arm tooling that's versatile enough to be able to reconfigure itself rapidly to handle a different part every cycle. And that's really where we're driving at right now. We're almost at that point.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time to be in the end-of-arm tool market. And I suggest to a lot of my clients that the end-of-arm tool market is almost bigger than the robot market, because a lot of times you need multiple end-of-arm tools for multiple robots over the life of the robot, of course.
Definitely, definitely. And that's, I mean, you have entire entire market segments of quick change tool changers. You have, obviously, you have Zimmer Group, but you have ATI and a few other companies who make quick changers. And that's made of the necessity of requiring different end-of-arm tools for the same application with one robot. Of course, as robots become less expensive, you may be able to fit more robots into the same workspace, but we've seen that robots take up a lot of footprint, so having one robot with multiple tools that it can switch off on is usually the ideal form factor.
Thank you for that, Costas. Is there anything that we haven't covered today in our conversation that you'd like to address?
Not necessarily. I think we've covered most of end-of-arm tooling trends right now.
So I do have a question for you. If you just for fun, any hobbies that you have right now when you're not talking about end effectors or in robot plants or in factories?
Yeah, actually, and my wife would hate it because I keep on making everybody a little too fat here in the house. But I enjoy barbecuing and smoking. I just got a brand new smoker for my birthday, an upgrade from my previous smoker, and just about every week I'm spending hours upon hours making delicious hopefully delicious meals.
Well, and that's very cool. And of course I see that you enjoy baseball too, because I follow you on Instagram. So I did have a final question. How can people get a hold of you?
If you wanna get a hold of me and just chat or discuss the match system, you can reach me on LinkedIn. My the spelling of my name is Costas, Costas Charalambous, Charalambous. And I'm probably the only Costas Charalambous on LinkedIn right now, I would hope. Sorry for the other guy. You can also reach me at our company phone number, 828-855-9722. Or you can email me. It's Costas, it is Costas, at Zimmer, Zimmer, dash or hyphen group.com.
Thank you, Costas. Our sponsor for this episode is Earhart Automation Systems. Earhart builds and commissions turnkey solutions for their worldwide clients. With over 80 years of precision manufacturing, they understand the complex world of robotics, automated manufacturing, and project management, delivering world-class custom automation on time and on budget. Contact one of their sales engineers to see what Earhart can build for you. And Earhart is spelled E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T. And I'd like to thank our partner, A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. They're the leading trade association in the world for robotics, vision and imaging, motion control and motors, and the artificial industrial intelligence technologies. Visit automate.org to learn more. And I'd like to thank our partner, Painted Robot. Painted Robot builds and integrates digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO and digital social marketing and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. And they're at paintedrobot.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Traction Industrial Marketing, and I'd like to thank my nephew Chris Gray for the music, Chris Colvin for audio production, my partner Janet, and our partners A3 Painted Robot, and our sponsor Earhart Automation Systems.